today.
A shift in strategy from the White House. Obama, facing plummeting approval ratings, decides to change course, we think. That's the wicked rumor that's coming out of the West Wing. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. As always, happy to be here, the skipper of this ship called ATN, as we sail off on a wild course, zigging and zagging all over the place. In other words, if you have ADD, you'll love this show. So let's start with Obama. Obama, who was trying to ram health care through before the August break and didn't get his wish, now is seeing the reaction from the American people. And guess what? It's not just conservative, diehard Republicans. It's other people that have come out of the woodwork, independents, disenfranchised, the Democrats, liberals, put any label out you want. I had somebody that was at a meeting tell me that because they were waiting and waiting and waiting for a while, it was one of the Arlen Specter meetings, some of the people in the row started talking about, and because there's been a lot of buzz about this, their political affiliations. And guess what? It turns out that really only one out of the eight that went down the row was even a Republican. So how about that? Anyway, this is the deal with Obama. Trying to get something done is not going to be as easy as he thought. So they're talking about this strategy shift. Now, the details will come out supposedly next week in a primetime speech. I can only imagine that many of us will be watching that with bated breath to find out what next shoe is going to drop. Call me cynical, but that's certainly the way I feel. So if he does this speech coming off the Labor Day weekend, people want more details, obviously, and supposedly the idea is to still get that bipartisan bill. But one of the things that won't be part of it is the public option, that there'll be some kind of other compromise. Now, the House Democrats were pretty clear that they want nothing to do with any kind of a bill that doesn't include a public option, because that means it's not health care for the uninsured. So there's going to be something different, different ideas. What, I don't know. One of the chiefs or top advisors for Obama, a guy named David Axelrod, you've probably seen him on the tube if you've watched anything politically, any of the political shows, the Hardball or any of the Fox shows, etc. You know, he's appeared as a guest a bunch of different times. He's the guy, I think, that was pushing the story or fanning the flame, saying that Obama isn't actually going to offer new proposals, but would be more specific about his top priorities. Well, what does that mean? So that there's ideas all over the place, ideas on the table. And the direct quote is this: now we are in a new phase, and it's time to pull the strands of these together. Wonder what those strands will include. And by the way, if you miss the primetime speech, Obama is going to do a health care address in Pittsburgh and push this health care reform deal as well. All right, so here's the scoop. What have people been saying at the town hall meetings? Well, we're going to let you hear that. You can probably catch some of this on YouTube. I mean, a lot of this stuff is all over the place, and we've played a bunch of it before. But listen to what some of the people are saying.
Our leaders, the people like us, the left and the right, I want us to stand up to them and tell them, no, don't do this to us.
This church was based on racism.
I would like to know exactly, like, what's going on.
Oh, I want Cuba, where I can go down and get tissue paper, and I can't have tissue paper until the end of the year. Tell me about your beautiful health care.
You dirty thieves!
Thank you very much for your support.
Support. I'll be back.
Society does not work apart from God and God's rules. He is the author of government. Our encouragement to America is to repent, turn back to the living God, fall on your face in humility and ask God to save your country. God will take care of health care. God will take care. The children of Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years and their sandals were not even worn out.
Right here. I got a book here called the USS Constitution. I'm sure everybody's seen this before. And do you know what? I've read this book 3 times now, and I've referenced it dozens of times, and you know I can't find one little paragraph in here that says that the government has the right to take over our health care.
If you're really sick, go home, die, because you won't make it to the doctor to see you before 3-4 weeks or longer. You need a kidney transplant. Why don't you just go to the beach, look at the ocean, and just forget about it?
Radical communists and socialists. Somebody ought to investigate that like Glenn Beck has been doing. I'm telling you right now, this whole Obama administration is unconstitutional.
All right, so more people are getting fired up in a lot of different directions. Next week will be interesting to see, as I said, what this shift in strategy is. Ultimately, what do you think, or what would you like to see happen in healthcare, if anything? Or do you think the status quo actually is fine? The problem is we have problems with Medicare going bankrupt, so something has to obviously be done there. And the other problem is you have the illegals bleeding the medical system dry in some cases, particularly in border states, so you have the hospitals continuing to jack up the prices and pushing it on to a lot of the people that are insured. And then there's a slew of other crazy things, I think, included in this. And Big Pharma can take some of the blame for all their over-the-top greed. I'm all about capitalism and making profits and being able to thrive. That's what the backbone of this country is about. You don't want to, you're not taking that away in any other sector, or let's face it, the government actually is trying to take certain things away in other sectors. But if we do that, then that means the foundation of what we're built on would completely crumble. Now, this idea of the public option, it's interesting because the Democrats have stood on this. And if they back down, man, there goes their backbone snapping it right in half, right? So if the health care proposal doesn't include a public option, then for the Democrats, it would be worthless. And that's what the House Democrats are saying, because of the elections they have, and it's all about getting reelected, baby, in 2010 and 2012. Because the people that they're pandering to want to see that. So here's the other question. Do you see any kind of health care reform in the very near future? I'm going to say it's looking more and more like we're certainly not going to have anything that's been detailed, any master plan that's been detailed already out there. And I think that if we do see something happen with health care reform, it's certainly not going to kick in until the beginning of next year or further down the line. And there's too much disagreement, unless it's rammed through, which it could be rammed through. If you look at the nuclear option in the House, that's probably inevitable. And then coming to the Senate, the possibilities there too as well. So if it happens and it's rammed down your throat, how would you feel about that? New news about the man who captured J.C. Lee Dugard. That's next on ATN.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger certainly has his hands full, doesn't he? I mean, he's not going to be elected again. He's not going for re-election, obviously. But he's dealing with the fires and the situation there. He's putting out the economic fires, or trying to, with the budgetary problems. And check this out. He's appealing the U.S. Supreme to the U.S. Supreme Court, a federal court's order that the state reduce its prison population by 40,000 inmates. So this appeal is a big deal. It's been a long feud over what to do with the overcrowded prisons and the medical care for the inmates, because they're not getting adequate medical care. It's too crowded. That's the bottom line. So he's filing this appeal later in the week and says that cutting the state's population of about 170,000 has to be done methodically and by state officials. So what he's saying is he doesn't think it's right that the need to reduce the prison. They understand the need to reduce the prison population, but they need to do it in a responsible way. In other words, this what happened in this kidnapping situation, I think, helps Schwarzenegger, because first of all, I don't think they should press to cut down the number of prisoners. They've got to figure out something different to do. I wouldn't feel comfortable about that. But he was the one who backed the bill approved last month by the state Senate that would do that with a bunch of different things, like releasing the older and those that are sick, those inmates, releasing them. But the problem is this legislative brouhaha over the prisoners is now gone to the public. And the public is certainly resisting the idea after what happened near San Francisco last week with the arrest of the paroled sex offender. Yeah, Philip Garrido, who abducted J.C. Lee Dugard for 18 years. She was an 11-year-old girl, then had two kids with her, and he was somebody who was paroled. So then the question becomes, why was this guy paroled? if he got a 50-year sentence, how is it that in 11 years he was released after holding someone for 8 years? I mean, for 8 hours, raping her continuously, this Hattie Kaufman. He gets out, and then look what happens. And now they're talking about the problem is there's not enough attention, and there's too much wiggle room, and that, yes, now the guidelines are a tad stricter. Well, that doesn't help this girl that was 11 that's now 29, has two kids by him, is in a world of hurt, has no idea what's up and what's down after all of this time. You know, and frankly, for me, I wouldn't feel comfortable knowing as a taxpayer that, and I understand that California's in trouble, but how would you feel about having all those inmates released? Now, I will say this. Schwarzenegger at least saying, whoa, 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 let's do this methodically. So if this is what we have to do, we're doing this because we have to cut the population, and I have no other choice. I know the people are upset, but I have no other choice. Then let's make sure, for goodness sake, at least we get the least offensive of the bunch out of the prison gates and not the rapists and murderers and, you know, whatever the pecking order is. And, you know, I'm all about giving people second chances, but look at the recidivism rate, especially with sexual predators, and look what happened to this girl. It's a prime example. It's a crying shame, and it did not need to happen. They had him cold. They convicted him. And there was enough wiggle room that after 11 years, he's released, and look how he destroys someone's life. Jeff is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
I suppose you've heard of Veerchip.
Say that again?
I suppose you've heard of Veerchip.
Right.
Well, apparently they got approval for stimulus funding to continue their electronic health records program where they implanted about 536 patients.
Yeah, so you're afraid that this is what we're going to see happen sometime soon to the rest of us?
I don't know if soon, but the technology is being developed for it.
Yeah, so you know what you do? You refuse the chip.
Yeah, and then you don't get the health care.
Yeah, well, I the whole thing with the chip is I think it's a ridiculous idea, and I don't like the idea of somebody having the medical records. Anyway, we've talked about this before, that even with now what they're talking about, taking all the medical records and digitizing everything, even there's concern because of how these computers get hacked into. So let's take that a step backwards. Even the first thing they're talking about doing, which Obama's talked about a lot, that's something he'll probably mention next week, is that, geez, you could save money, digitize everything, all that paperwork. But I don't trust it because we see what's happening with hackers. We see what's happening with our security of our information anyway. So forget that. That's the first thing. And the whole chip idea, no way. I don't like the idea of a chip, and I hope that anybody who has any kind of a vote on that, thanks, Jeff, says no to refuses to do that. I think that there's enough controversy, in fact, Jeff, over that's something that the American people would push against, and I don't see that happening anytime soon. The bigger concern, the one that's right in front of us, right in front of our faces, is the digitized records. While it sounds good because everything's there, so you get in a car wreck or you have to have a blood transfusion or whatever thing happens to you, it could be easy to look up your records, which is the thought with the chip, but I'm not buying it because I think that's too much government interference into private information, and who knows what happens from there. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your two cents about anything with health care. Of course, we started off mentioning that in the beginning, the fact that the strategy has changed out of the White House, and there's a big bad speech coming down the pike next week. A lot of this has to do with the fact that Obama's approval ratings once again are continuing to drop. The latest is 45% approval rating. So that's a big slide if you look at where Obama was, certainly starting out. But if you look at where he was even just 2 weeks ago, it keeps going the opposite way. And most of this, I think, has to do with a couple of things. Afghanistan and what's it's getting worse there, and people aren't backing it because there's no end game. Climate change legislation that was passed early in the summer by the House. We know how many people feel about cap and trade. I'm not on board. Many of you aren't on board, because if you really look at the fine print of that legislation, you understand exactly what it means. So overall, 45% of the voters say they at least somewhat approve of the president's performance, but that's down from yesterday, and it's the lowest level of total approval yet measured for Obama. So 53% now disapprove. And this is the Rasmussen Reports. They do this month-by-month review. They do the daily tracking. This is pretty big, because the job approval ratings are based on a sample of likely voters. Some other people, when they do these polls that we talk about, base their approval ratings on samplings of all adults. In this case, Obama's numbers are always, you know, several points higher in a poll of adults rather than likely voters. So they're a pretty good, I think, gauge of where the president's out, you know, where he's at. And the fact that he started so high, if you look at a chart of where he was, and then you look at a chart of where he is now, starting at like 65%, I think was the high watermark, and now all the way down to 45%. That's a pretty big slide, I would say, and certainly a lot of that is attributed to the things that I mentioned. So next week is the big speech, as there is pressure now on this administration, and a pressure to come up with something that is palatable to the American people. And I just don't know that at this point that you can do that, based on even listening to all of you react on America Tonight and talk about your health care coverage, whether you have it, don't have it, what you think should happen in the future. Most of the people, I think, that have called in feel like the public option would just be death to the kind of health care that we get now, especially when we hear from people like Sam and Al in Canada, who they paint us a clear picture of what's happened in situations when, you know, they need a hospital bed, and what the wait times are, and what the wait times are, frankly, to go and see a doctor. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Oh, good grief.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. GetTheTea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call
1-800-409-5633. Don't call, they send us emails instead, because I'm always pumping the email, right? You know, I say, flip me an email, americatonight.net. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. So, naturally, you would think when somebody does that, that they would check their email. I must apologize. Normally, I do, but I have had an onslaught of email, so I feel like it's time for us to head to the mailbox.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! All right, the mail is here. Let's start with this one. Hello, Kate. I finally got it done. I have a strong desire to get a different slant on current events and news out to my neighbors and friends. It hasn't been easy being an average American, having a job and garden and animals to take care of, but the station is on the air. The station is running now, and I have heard the mailman coming down the road with his radio tuned to us. GCN has been very helpful in getting their programming on the air here. I really enjoy your style of broadcasting. We'll continue to support your program. If you need anything, feel free to contact me. Also, the radio station has a website to get further information. Respectfully, Arthur. And this is in Nevada. He's talking about an area in Lemon Valley, Nevada. I used to live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Do we have some applause from the folks back in Minneapolis? That's sweet, Arthur. I appreciate you pushing for me. I had no idea. I've been all over that state. There are some cool nooks and crannies there, no doubt. All right, here's another one from Jaded Jeff. Hey, Kate, I really warmed up to your program. I've now told a lot of people in my area about you. I listen to you constantly in Lexington, Kentucky. We love you in Kentucky. Please tell me if you're ever going to visit this area. I must say I agree with you wholeheartedly about health care reform. Sad, isn't it, that we can't say, wouldn't it be great if everybody just had health care? But we know, based on the way the politicians have bungled things in the past, it's inevitable that they would screw this up too, and we would all pay for it, as you say, constantly. Who's paying for this, and what about the out-of-control health care cost for some? That really is the problem. It's insurance, isn't it? Thanks for the email. And, yes, that's my thought. I think insurance is the bigger problem, that there needs to be some reform in that area, because that's what's so crippling to so many people. And it's the spiraling out of control pharmaceutical costs, too, for some. Big Pharma really has a stranglehold on the government and on what you're paying. I've said this statistic before, but to me it's one of the more shocking things that I learned in doing a bunch of research and talking to a bunch of people and getting as many perspectives as I can, and we will continue to do that on this whole thing because it affects every single one of us, let's face it. But the fact that you have six healthcare lobbyists for every one person on the Hill, that's unbelievable. Just bombarding them. Listen to me for 10 minutes. Let me take you to lunch. Let's have a conversation, whatever. I thought that was one of the Obama things, was the whole lobbyist deal. No more special interests, big lobbyists, blah, blah, blah. Right. Not so easy to sweep them out of the Capitol. And so many of them connected, like I said, to big pharmaceutical companies. That's obviously a huge problem. Hey, a big shout-out to Dennis McMahon, who is listening to us in Vermont. Dennis, I love your emails. It would take up an entire hour to read your emails, but they are so well done, and you talk about so many different things. And I think of all the people that listen to America Tonight, you must listen with rapt attention, and we definitely appreciate that, because you always know whatever it is we're talking about, you throw in your 2 cents via the email. Here's one of his latest ones from tonight. This administration is dangerously incompetent. It has failed to justify a socialist health care system and now threatens to make a major military commitment to Afghanistan. Yeah, I agree with you there on Afghanistan. It's crazy, out of control. They're talking about a decade on top of the 8 years already. Although I support our efforts in Iraq, I fail to see the Afghanistan buildup. If the folks there don't cooperate, which they're not, 90% illiterate, maybe the Russians should be invited back in. We helped them against the Russians, and they gave us blood and terror in return. Touche. Well said, Dennis, like I said, as my friend, all your emails are. Here's another one. This is from Jake, and Jake says, oh, I'm back to emailing you, Kate. Every time I listen to you, you say something that gets me fired up. What got me fired up is something that you said just a short while ago about the idiot in California, the rapist who was paroled and then captured that 11-year-old girl. Nothing they could do to him will make up for what he has done to so many lives. Think about it. It's not just her life that was destroyed as a result. Also the 2 children that he fathered and her family. So you're talking about 5 to 6 people at the very least, not to mention other relatives and close family friends who were desperate to try to find this little girl when she vanished from everybody's sight and was thought to be, who knows, killed, a bag of bones somewhere or whatever. Maybe, and this is sad for me to say this, it would have been better if she had been one of those people that was killed right away. And boy, you hate to say something like that, because what I hope, my wish is that somehow she can find a way, this 29-year-old, to completely reinvent herself and her life through the help of therapy and close people and, you know, whatever can be done. But it's going to be tricky because you're talking about 2 kids that know nothing about any of this and had to be informed that their mother was kidnapped and they were fathered by the rapist man. I'm sure they didn't use those terms. But that had to be just an incredible thing to smash those girls with. And then, of course, J.C. Lee herself. How do you bounce back from that? How do you get back 18 years of your life? I mean, it's like she's been in a bubble, too, because she hasn't been exposed to too many things. So at 29, almost 30, you're going from a little girl then trying to reunite yourself with a mother that you don't know, because you've had no dealings with her for your entire teenage life into becoming a woman, etc. And you're with this nutball freak wackadoodle, and whatever he's said or implanted into them or brainwash them to think, I don't know, what anything. Everything was reliant on him. So he's out of the equation. He's gone, thank God, going to be tried and thrown in prison, let's all hope. And then the wife, and remember, she's part of the equation, too, because she was there. She was there for all of this. So what was she doing? I mean, nobody talks about Nancy Garrido, but what kind of woman stands there for that? Stays with a guy who, what, kidnaps an 11-year-old, repeatedly rapes her, impregnates her? That's as sick as and twisted as his participation in it. And obviously, she was part of their lives. You know, there's so many bizarre things concerning this. What did they learn? What did they know? Who did they see? Oh, it's just very, very sad. Here's one from Chris. And Chris says, Kate, I listen to the show every single chance that I get. I stay awake late to hear what you're talking about. I really do feel it's funny when you say water cooler buzz, like I'm getting more than what's happening. I'm getting some good insights and opinions, and I love it when the people call you up. Especially I think it's funny when Sam calls up and he always makes a sports reference. I think I've heard him say maybe 10 times, with anything that you say where somebody's in trouble or we should fry him, he thinks that you should shoot a hockey puck at them, and I think that's pretty funny since he's a Canadian. It really is all about hockey for them, eh? All right, I get the reference to the A. Very, very funny. This one's from Mary. Mary says, Kate, I heard the segment that you did on Whitney Houston. I think, sadly, she went down the wrong road, and her voice might have been weakened from her conversations with Oprah Winfrey, but she did so much damage to herself with the alleged drug abuse and everything else that went on in her life. It's too bad because she was on a hot trail for a while, if you remember all the string of hits that she had, particularly in the early 90s. Yeah, and she did that one movie, The Bodyguard, with Kevin Costner. Anybody remember The Bodyguard? I think I saw it. I didn't go see it at the movies, I guarantee that. But probably one night when I was laying around watching The Tube, it might have come on. I didn't see the whole movie, but I saw bits and pieces of it. And she did, I think she did a couple other movies, too, not just that one movie. And then she kind of vanished. She had all those personal problems, the whole Bobby Brown stuff, and, you know, that was it. She had the success, and then just kind of faded into the woodwork. And now this is a time where she's trying to revitalize her career. We'll see if she does it. Unfortunately, for those people that went to hear her sing, 5,000, you know, you have to get there pretty early. Had to be disappointed, I'm assuming, because, you know, she didn't sing. At least to give her credit, she did show up. So if her voice was bad, and it was, she did at least show up and try to put on some kind of a performance for people, like I said, that probably got there, some of them at 4 in the morning, maybe even before that. Because when they do those things on the plaza or they do them out at Central Park, you really do have to do that. Otherwise, you're not going to get a seat. All right, coming up on the flip side, and again, just a reminder, you can send me an email day or night. Send it to americatonight.net. I do appreciate all of your thoughts, whatever it is, good, bad, indifferent, or just something intriguing from your area that I might find interesting. Who knows, we might talk about it on the air. Do that. It'll take you 2 seconds, I promise. It doesn't hurt. Coming up, we'll do the blunder of the day here on ATN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries 3 amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The Liquid Magnet Complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com. RxMagnets.com or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Blunder of the day is this, although I could have kicked the tires on this one a long time ago because we knew that this was happening. But now it's been so long, the clock is more than ticking on this. Cash for Clunkers, when it first was announced, oh, this is a great deal. It's great. Everybody needs to jump on this deal. You know, get rid of your clunker, help the environment, save some money. So dealers who desperately needed customers were kind of excited about it as well. They were supposed to be reimbursed within 10 days of the sale. But, of course, that hasn't happened. You know, the program kicked off in July, and a lot of dealerships haven't been paid hardly at all. Some of them have been paid a little bit, but not anywhere near the amount. So there's this one guy who, during the month-long program, sold about 1,000 cars, but has only been reimbursed for 272 of them. It's a place called Billion Automotive. Yeah, I like that name. So he, for example, one salesman sold 200 cars and has only been paid for, 27 of them. So that means that if you think about it, how it's parceled out and to the other guys on the lot, they're not getting their money that they're supposed to get. And he makes a good point. You could say, oh, well, boo-hoo, they sold that many cars, they're going to get a bunch of big chunk of money. So if you owed the government that money, how quickly do they get the note in the mail that you better pay or they're going to start garnishing your wages? And this is your government in action. They didn't understand or realize when they came up with a clever, catchy name and when they came up with the idea that, geez, a lot of people do have clunkers, and regardless of the whole green thing, besides what's going to happen to the environment, they're going to be able to get a big chunk of money, like $3,500, $4,500, so maybe it makes the car more affordable, and then especially if there is some kind of a tax write-off in the end. So people bid on the bait that they threw out, which, all right. The problem, of course, is that they're not, you know, it's not administered correctly. So once again, it's the forecasting. It's just like healthcare reform. You're trying to forecast what has to happen and what should happen and all this other stuff, and they keep missing the boat on it. Is there anybody that can look into the future? At least so many people get paid for being consultants. Some of them are really bright and good at it in this country, and they can do that. They can forecast what is they believe the probability is of something happening. We must have terrible people in D.C. that do that because they just seem to keep missing the mark, and they did that on Cash for Clunkers. So I'm sure they're exhausted in Minneapolis, but if they would just give us one, well, they can react how they want to. We don't want to tell them. Would this be an applause moment or a boo? That's the choice. Yeah, unlike those television game show audiences, we don't have to tell them what to do. They do it on their own. It's a boo. It's a boo. And then they have problems where so many of their things get rejected and they have to keep resubmitting and all that sort of stuff. So I do feel sorry for the people that are waiting for the checks because it's a tough racket. They're waiting and they've got sometimes big families. If you go into I hate the whole car experience anyway. I guarantee there's somebody listening to me at some point in your life. You sold cars maybe, somebody. And I don't know how you do that. I don't. Because it automatically, I think, sets up. There's just a bad vibe in the room a lot of times when you start down that path of doing the car deal. And since so many of us know what the markup is or what they're trying to do, I hate it. I hate, frankly, doing the whole car shopping thing. Some people thrive on it. Not me. Donovan, do you have you had to do that cat and mouse game at a dealership somewhere?
I'm afraid I'm not really very good at it.
Yeah, you're Mr. Bicycle. That's how bad you are at it. So I'm not good at it either. I'm too nice or something, or I just don't like it. It's uncomfortable. It's you know, I'm a straight shooter, but it's just uncomfortable for me. I don't like somebody. I don't know what the word is when they're just too slick willy for me or something, and I feel it the second I'm in that door.
Right. The best advice I ever got about that was always be ready to get up at any instant and walk away. And that's actually going to be if you can convey that to the person trying to sell you, then that's the thing they're most frightened of, is that you'll just, you know, say, you know what, this isn't working for me, and walk on out.
Right. And I think that's true. I had somebody the last time I did it, I had somebody, a guy, do it for me. And, I mean, I was there, and it was perfect, and that was exactly the strategy. Not being jerky, not being nasty, realizing, because there's a lot of information out there, so you can know exactly what they're overcharging you for. I mean, you can. If you do your research, you can know what's fair. I mean, if there's a little bit of markup, okay, but if they're, you know, oh, you mean you don't want to get the tinted windows, the special extra tinted windows, because if those, the tint of that comes off, of course it's peeling and all the kind of crazy things. Like when the last time I went in, they were trying to tell me how I had to pay $1,000 for the special secret wax. They didn't call it secret wax, but the special wax that goes over the car that would protect it for however many years. And if you don't pay the money for it, you don't get that, so the car is unprotected. To this day, what is the special wax that is so fabulous that's keeping my car in this incredible condition? Luckily, I wasn't negotiating that on my own. Isn't that terrible? I hate to admit that. I hope there are other women, because especially this is a woman thing, too, that are much better at that negotiating process than I am, just with cars, not with anything else, but it's something about the I think it's something about the car thing. Even though I did my research, you just go in there armed with everything you can. And I think Donovan's right, that you don't have to be forced to buy a car. You don't have to be pushed into it. And you don't have to take the first offer. You, if you have patience, you can shop around. Anyway, I veered off naturally down a different street. But I was talking about cash for clunkers and the fact that, to me, that is absolutely the blunder of the day, that here we go again, no pay, no pay. Speaking of no pay, the city of Philadelphia, I did mention this, so I thought I should follow up with this. So many cities are finding themselves in a budget crunch, so that's not necessarily unusual. But Philly's taken out a short-term loan because the cash flow problem is that bad. The mayor, Mayor Michael Nutter, said that it's they got to do it. They got to take it out from J.P. Morgan, and it comes with a 3% interest rate if paid in full by November 30th, right? Then, if it's not, just like the rest of us, on December 1st, the interest rate increases to 8%. What the mayor is saying, they expect that they will refinance the loan at a lower interest rate in the public markets once Pennsylvania's budget crisis is solved, and that by the end of the week they'll have a new pension plan to the public agency that oversees the city pensions, because that's obviously part of the problem of what they're talking about. And what's happened is the state Senate there, this is something else that other states are dealing with, signed off on a plan to raise the city sales tax by a penny and to delay about $150 million worth of pension payments. But only doing that if the city cuts the cost of the pension. So I guess that happened because there was a freeze, or going forward anyway, they have to freeze the benefits for the current guys and reduce the cost for the new workers by 20%. Oh, that's awful, isn't it? So many people are finding themselves in the same position. Say the other good thing you can do for yourself, particularly if you're not at that age of retirement, is the same thing I said with the cars. Knowledge is power, and arm yourself with as much knowledge as possible to try to not be in that situation, because then you can ask more questions. And financially, you can control your own financial destination, hopefully, by taking a little bit of the money yourself and investing it in either in CDs that mature and you get a better interest rate, or having your own Roth IRA, for example. But if a company matches your 401k or they're giving you some money, it would be pretty tough not to do that as well. You could do both, probably. Doling out that financial advice. Anyway, send us an email. Got any thoughts on that one, too? AmericaTonight.net. Thanks again for all those emails.